It is very hard to imagine that God spoke to all of us simultaneously and said exactly the same thing, and our response was to be equally alike. The uniqueness of the I-Thou relationship is that it is personal, is that God is speaking to me directly. And therefore, my commandment is only authentic when it comes out of that relationship. When it is simply imposed by some collective body or authority, it is inauthentic, and this does not enhance my spirituality or my religiosity. To put it another way, the rabbis who have decided that there are 613 commandments that every Jew must accept was not speaking to me directly, simply by telling me that they must be my commandments. What they have enacted, what they have legislated, are laws. Law and commandment are not the same thing. A law is humanly imposed, and a law is institutionalized. A law is structured through a traditional authority. It is possible, of course, that my personal commandment may indeed coincide at some point or another with a law in Judaism. But what happens when it does not? For example, if the rabbis tell me I cannot mix milk and meat, that I can't eat pork or shellfish, that I must keep kosher, it may be that this is something that somehow I can appreciate out of my own personal relationship with God. But if God never said that to me personally, if I never felt that within my I-Thou relationship, that is simply a law of the Jewish tradition. It is not commandment. It is not something that is personally mandated. It is therefore inauthentic for me. It may be authentic for someone else, but it clearly is inauthentic. It is a false law in the sense that it doesn't speak to my I-Thou relationship. And therefore, I cannot accept it. On the other hand, lighting the candles or blessing the wine or celebrating the Sabbath in some form or going to synagogue or ritual, some of these things may indeed affect me personally and come out of a personal commitment which I make to God, and therefore I can observe. And therefore, Buber strongly argued that in the case of Jewish law, ultimately it could not be reduced to commandment, or commandment could not be reduced to law, that ultimately commandment was to be personalized. And here is where Buber got himself into some trouble. Because if indeed, if Judaism is so personalized, if everyone else, every individual hears his own or her own commandment in his or her own way, then how is it possible to maintain a collective Jewish tradition, a collective Jewish community? In what sense are you a Jew standing before a tradition or simply a human being hearing in your own individualized way? And here comes along Franz Rosenzweig, Buber's dear friend and colleague and collaborator. And clearly he was unhappy with his position. Rosenzweig, like Buber, came out of a tradition of German idealist philosophy. He had moved to a greater religiosity. He describes in his own autobiographical writing how at a certain point, right before the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, he had considered converting to Christianity. And he entered, like Buber, into a traditional Orthodox synagogue in Germany. And all of a sudden, he became alive and he became responsive to the authentic Jewish experience around him. Rosenzweig's commitment was to somehow to reinvigorate and to reintroduce Jewish ritual, the calendar, the rhythm of the Jewish year back into Jewish consciousness, to make the secular Jew more aware of the religious symbols of Judaism, and to make them part and parcel of one's life. And here is Buber rejecting in the name of his own principle of I-Thou the notion of Jewish law, something that Rosenzweig could never accept. For him, Jewish law was central, was critical, was essential to understanding what Jewish consciousness and Jewish identity was all about. Rosenzweig's criticism begins in a work called The Builders. Initially, Rosenzweig had heard a series of lectures which were quite important in the context of the time that they were given by Martin Buber on the subject of Jewish learning. All right, we're going to start by talking about Jewish learning, and then we're going to see a shift to the issue of Jewish law. But in these essays, Buber addressed the question of learning.